How's it going, y'all? This is Scott McKay from XMY Communications coming at you again with another audio program. Today, I've got a new friend with me. Her name is Sari Cooper. She's a certified sex therapist, and she's from New York City. The reason why I have her today with me is because I sent out a survey to you guys several months ago, and what you told me overwhelmingly was that you wanted me to talk to you about STDs, specifically about how to broach the subject of STDs with someone you're about to have sex with. And also, what if you have an STD? How should you talk to someone about that? Obviously, you would think you're obligated to. I think there's going to be some surprises in store today. I got Sari with me. Sari, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, you know, I think the first thing a lot of guys want to know is, hey, look, do only people who are dirty and evil or whatever get STDs? I know I'm loading this question. Or is it possible to have gotten an STD as a perfectly decent, normal, upstanding human being, maybe with the first girlfriend you've ever had? I mean, is this such a shameful thing to even have to talk about to begin with?
Look, you know, I think actually shame is a great word you chose because so many people have feelings of shame about their sexual behavior in the first place that add to that the possibility that they might have some sort of STD, and it just ups the shame factor. And I guess the first place to start is to let people know that there is no shame in it, that there's illness and possible bacterias and viruses that are associated with sex, and that it's something that they just actually have to be more knowledgeable about.
So what are some of the STDs that, if we contract them, are going to pretty much stay with us forever, and we're going to have to prepare ourselves to be able to have a talk with someone sexually?
Certainly at the top of the list, I think, is HPV, HIV, and herpes. I would start there because those are things that can lay dormant for a long time and not show any symptoms. And these are things that people should be tested for on a regular basis.
Now, what if I've had an STD that is considered quote unquote curable, like a gonorrhea or a chlamydia, and I've gone ahead and gotten treatment? Am I obligated to tell every future partner that I've had that before, or can I just let bygones be bygones since they're not contagious or anything anymore?
I think if you've been treated for it, your doctor said you're clear of it, then you are free to go and do. But I think you have to show some restraint and make sure that you're using a safer sex technique.
Right, so it doesn't happen again.
Right.
I do have one question I want to ask you because I think this is something that's a little bit controversial to talk about, and you're never going to see in media talk about it. I was wandering around the Center for Disease Control website, cdc.org. Mm-hmm. And looking at the statistics for how people contract HIV. And I was absolutely shocked to find out how difficult it is for a man to contract HIV by having vaginal sex with a woman. Would you comment on that a little bit? Because I think guys are horrified that if they ever have sex with anyone, they're going to get AIDS. And I think there's some misinformation out there about how AIDS is contracted, and I'd love for you to shed some light on that for these mostly heterosexual guys who are listening.
Well, look, certainly true that women are much more at risk of contracting HIV if they're having vaginal sex than men are. It's more of a receptive transmission. So that's true. That said, when you're having sex with a woman, are you just concerned about your own safety, or you're also concerned about your partner's? And the fact of the matter is, if you're able to have a discussion with them ahead of time, then you're showing not only concern for yourself, but concern for them as well.
Okay, so let's jump right into talking about how to broach the subject of STDs with someone we're going to imminently have sex with. Obviously, this is something that you don't want to leave till when you're in the moment, because it'll be kind of like throwing water on a very hot situation. So I think a lot of times people kind of skip it because they don't have the talk at a time before they're both so mutually fired up. And let's face it, sometimes the opportunity for sexual activity can kind of jump up out of nowhere. How can we have a suitable strategy in place, Sari, for broaching the subject of STDs beforehand? Because it's got to happen. We all know that.
All right. I always tell people, find a place that's less erotic. So, you know, before you head to the bedroom, before you head to a private little place, go somewhere and talk. And just, it can be very brief. And you can ask these questions. You can say, do you have any STD that I should know about before we go ahead? The other thing you can say is, I have something that I think you should know about that, you know, I feel responsible to tell you about. And I mean, that's the first step. And so what I say to people is, you know, if you're dating someone, you know, sit in a living room somewhere. Don't go directly into the bedroom. If you're out on a date, find a place that is kind of intimate and quiet and maybe talk quietly about it there. But the other thing that you need to ask somebody and to volunteer, and this comes into, again, self-care, is have you been tested? And when was the last time you got tested? If you're a single person and you're dating on a regular basis, you need to be tested on a regular basis.
So, wow, you're just taking the direct approach. You go somewhere quiet and you just spit out the words. There's no real tact to it per se. You know, obviously you're nice about it and you're friendly. And hopefully this is a person that you know socially enough that you would be able to talk frankly with him or her. But man, you're just saying, hey, is there anything I need to know here about STDs and you having one? And when was the last time you got tested?
Right. And the other thing is to start with yourself first, because it shows you as being a responsible person, which frankly, I think is much more erotic to a partner than someone who just avoids the whole subject.
Do you think so?
I definitely think so. And especially for women, I think if a guy comes up and says, hey, look, you know, we should really have this talk before we go ahead. I'm so into you and all I want to do is take you home right now, or all I want to do is, you know, take you into the bedroom. But I really think this is really critical. So I just want to open this up and just tell you that I've been tested. This is when I was tested. At this point, I don't have any STDs. If that's the case, we'll get to the next possibility. And I guess I wanted to share that with you.
I can kind of see the psychology of that, because if you're willing to bring up a quote unquote objection before the other person is, that's kind of a psychological trigger in the other person's mind that you're probably clean. You're probably telling the truth about not having an STD because you're that concerned about it, that you will have this potentially awkward conversation, frankly, because you're that concerned about your own health. And only a person who is healthy in the respect of being free of STDs would probably have that conversation.
Right.
Or volunteer it.
See, I think it actually shows that you're a responsible person.
Yes, which is also a turn on to women.
It's a real turn on. Even if you're not going to be seeing that woman again, because you can say, hey, I'm so into you that I have to bring up this subject. And I don't think there's any sort of fun way to bring it up, but I want to bring it up because I feel strongly about you.
I think that's fascinating. I think you're right on target too. It's something I've never thought of, but definitely something that I can see in practice. You know, I also like what you just said at the end, a little flourish at the beginning about, you know, I realize that this isn't a fun thing to talk about. So you're kind of diffusing the tension before it even gets there. I really like that. I think that's excellent. So let's talk about that other side. What if someone has an STD that isn't going to be going away and they're thinking their sex life is over? They're thinking, man, this is something I better hide from people and just hope I never transmit. I think that's the default standard way people think, because it saves them the embarrassment and it kind of makes them hope nothing's going to happen and feel good about that. And like if someone has herpes right now and they're asymptomatic, they're thinking, all right, well, I'm not going to transmit it. I think those are the things that go through people's heads. But obviously, it's a much higher character thing to do to be straightforward and honest with people and be protective of these other people who are supposedly interested in enough to be sexually intimate with. So how does someone approach this? The first thing I think people are thinking is, you know, if I've got herpes or I've got HPV or God forbid I've got HIV, my sex life is over. How would you answer that question to begin with? And then how would you broach this subject with other people if you were to have an incurable STD?
Look, I have worked with people when they've been newly diagnosed with herpes, for instance, or HIV, and it can be a very traumatic experience for them, especially if they feel like they don't know enough about it. I think lack of education is really a bigger symptom in some ways than the illness itself, because we have ways of treating both HIV now and herpes. And it has more to do with understanding what the illness is, how to take care of it. I mean, if you think about it, when you get a diagnosis of diabetes, it does change your life. You do have to make lifestyle changes in the way you eat and the things that you do. So this is another situation like that. And the difference is that it's an interpersonal lifestyle change. It's not just about you anymore. It does have an effect on the people you have sex with. So you actually have to gain a lot of knowledge. And I think if you gain a lot of knowledge, then once you start talking about it, you sound differently than someone who comes at it from a place of fear. So, for instance, if you have herpes, you learn that actually a lot of people in the United States have herpes, and it's a very common sexually transmitted illness, and that generally you don't pass it along if you don't have an outbreak. You could, and that's kind of where safer sex choices come in, but then you can actually choose what you're going to do. So again, if you don't, you're not having this discussion in the bedroom, obviously, but if you can say to someone, look, I've had herpes. This is how long I've had it. I've never passed it along to anyone knowingly. I know when I can, you know, I'm going to have an outbreak. This is what I do to take care of myself. The person then can actually think about it. They can ask questions. They can take, you know, sort of a timeout and just sort of maybe they're not going to go as far as they thought that particular day. And then they take some time apart to think about it and maybe ask questions or do research on their own. I know I've had clients who actually, you know, someone was dating someone. The person wanted to go to a doctor with my client, ask more questions to kind of really feel more secure and confident about going forward, about what behaviors were safer and what were less safe. And so it gives someone some choice. And I think that's really what we're after here, is that by bringing up this conversation, you're giving your partner choices, and then they feel really respected.
Do you find that whenever someone who is infected like that brings up that choice with a potential partner, all the potential partners just uniformly and universally run away?
No, they do not.
I know they don't.
Some may. I mean, you know, some may say, I really, really like you. I'm not willing particularly to take you know, it's just too hard for me to go there. Even when they've gotten all the education and the person has explained it to them, you know, and that's their choice. That's their right. But then the person feels like at least they've done right by them. You know, it could be the beginning of a friendship maybe even. But no, there's some people who say, okay, I got it. I understand everything. I understand what risk. This is what I'm willing to do.
I've heard of situations where people will continue a sexual relationship with someone who has HIV. Not just HPV or even herpes, relatively mm-hmm. innocuous things, mind you.
Right.
But even if someone is HIV positive, they will continue the sexual relationship, much to the shock of the person who is infected. And so it isn't necessarily the death sentence to any relationship at all, or even your sexual relationship in particular. I do want to throw one question out on the table for guys out there who are not infected.
Mm-hmm.
Should they avoid any sexual contact unconditionally with someone who discloses they've tested positive for HPV or herpes, let alone HIV? Or can you expect to have non-transmittal sexual activity with someone who is positive for herpes? Can you use a condom when the other person is asymptomatic and expect to remain clean of that disease?
It's not complete protection, but it's very good protection. You know, the reason why we don't call it safe sex anymore, because nothing is completely safe. And that's why they adopted safer sex, because you're constantly making those kinds of choices in terms of the kind of behaviors you want to participate in. And so I don't think it's a matter of, you know, such a black and white kind of choice, but it's an educated choice. And I think that's what I want to get across to people. And I think the more educated you are, the more confident you can be.
Outstanding. I think we've covered this subject pretty well. Sari, thank you so much for joining us today. I want to direct guys to your site. It's a really easy site to remember this time. So rather than set up a special URL for you, I'm going to go ahead and just send you to saricooper.com, which is Sari's website, SariCooper.com. Sari, what brilliant insight. I think you've opened a lot of eyes today, and I really appreciate you for spending your time and sharing your intelligent insight with us today. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
And this is Scott McKay from XMY Communications. Until I talk to you again real soon, be good out there.